My name is Penny Freeze. I am a spouse and a parent in a family where there is lived experience with mental illness.
Our daughter Claire had been diagnosed when she was 11. She had always been our squeaky wheel. There were no secrets with Claire, and she was not a stuffer. So what you saw was what you, or what you got was what you saw. I mean, she was whatever that statement is. Anyway, she was diagnosed when she was 11. She was stabilized by the time she was 12. And I remember one night, I went into her room. She was crying and in the middle of the night. And I said, you know, I asked her what the problem was. She said, "Mom, there are so many children who are just like me, and no one is helping them." She said, "We have to do something." So because I was at Kent State, I went. I went over to the library. I mean, isn't that what you do when you want to know something? I looked for information on depression in children, and I couldn't find anything. This would have been around 1991. There was nothing out there. There was stuff on drugs. There was stuff on abuse. There was ADHD, but there was nothing on depression in children. So I came home. I told her, "I'm sorry, honey, I couldn't find anything." About a week later, middle of the night, she's crying again. And I go in, and she says, "Mom, we have to do something. Remember, this is Claire. What you see is what you get." She said, "We have to do something, and we have to do it now." "Honey, it's 2 a.m. Can we wait till 8 to get started on this?" So Fred and I had a video out. It was Talking Heads on living with mental illness as a family. And so that was sort of like going viral, you know, in the equivalent of going viral. People weren't talking about it, and we were. So I said, "Would you like to make a video?" She said, "Yes." I didn't know how to make a video, but I had seen the trailer to Indiana Jones. I knew that, not the trailer, I had seen extra stuff, the making of Indiana. So I knew you had to have a script, and I knew you had to have a storyboard. So we wrote a script, we got a storyboard. I did not realize it was going to cost $67,000. I thought we would just fund this little thing, you know. So then we found a funder, and then they couldn't give it to us because we weren't a nonprofit. So Mental Health America of Summit County then said they would be the person who sponsored it. And Kent State, God bless them, I guess they were new and they didn't have lots of things to do, and they said, "We'll make this video for you." And so we made a video called Claire's Story. Claire acted in it. It wasn't acting. It's sort of like an acted-out documentary. I don't know. Did you ever see it? Yeah, it was a long time. And so we made this video. And the video was Claire just told what her symptoms were. It was on depression. But the reason we did it on depression, one, that was Claire's diagnosis. But the other one was that depression overlaps with so many other disorders that if we talk about depression, or people were aware of depression, which wasn't as scary as some of these other disorders, then, and they went for help, a professional would pick up on what the problem was and they would get appropriate treatment. So we talked about what the symptoms were, we talked about what treatment was, and we made these things over at school, which was so much fun. We had a film crew in the school for 2 weeks. Hudson was wonderful in helping us to get this made. Her doctors were willing to talk about it and how you treat something like this. And then we talked about the role that friends play, because often with children, the kids know before anybody else knows what's going on. And we talked about the reaction of her friends, which is one of my favorite parts of the video. When the video was finally finished, we had a big unrolling of it. It was used in suicide prevention programs that Mental Health America was doing in schools. And after about 2 years, we learned the kids, we weren't telling the kids anything they didn't already know. They had seen these things. What they didn't know is that this was a treatable disorder. They had options beyond killing themselves. So what we found out, however, is that when our teacher went into the classroom, the other teacher left. She went down to the lounge and got some well-deserved, I don't know, cookies and a coffee, I guess. But she didn't see the video. And so the kids in the classroom would think about it for a while, and then they would go to their teacher and say, you know what, I feel like that girl in the video. And the teacher would go, oh, no, that's just adolescence. That's not depression. Or if the parent was called in and they said, you know, we think that there may be a psychiatric problem. Oh, my gosh, then you know what happened. How dare you label my child? This is none of your business. Stick to academics. There's nothing wrong with our family or my child. And the child did not get help. And it became abundantly clear to us, if we do not educate the entire school community, we will not help children. So that's how Red Flags was born. The video that year, because Rudy Libertini, who was head of Mental Health America at that time, was so proud of it, and he should have been, that he entered it in the Medical Association's International Film Festival. And it was named one of the finalists. So it's a good video. And so why are we still using it? One, it costs $67,000. You don't make these things, you know, routinely. The other thing, sometimes teachers will go, this is a really old video, you know, and so is The Wizard of Oz. The information is still valid. The fact that it was made by a 12-year-old girl who cared about her friends and wanted to do something to help them did not change. And so for kids to understand how important it is that they look out for each other and they care about each other and that they can, in fact, save their friends' lives by doing this is still valid. So, and it's very interesting because as I talk to people who over the last 20 years have been using the video, we did make another one later on called Thick and Thin, which is like an after-school special, scripted. It has the same basic information in it, but is maybe a little more modern, and it is also more diversified than Claire's story. So, but when I talk to them about it, they will say, oh, yeah, they laugh at the cord and they laugh at the typewriter. I have to tell them that's a typewriter. That was around before computers. But they say they are very moved by it still.